Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalad will discuss the definition of what is a tam and what is a muad, and the machlok is involved in that definition. The Mishnah begins, Ezehu tam ve'ezehu muad. What is or what constitutes a tam, which would be only chayev chatzin ezek, and what is a muad, which would be chayev and ezek shalem. Muad, kol she'idu bo shlosh yamim. What constitutes a muad is if it was testified against the owner in Beis Din for 3 separate days, that after each goring that the animal did, they testified against the owner. However, if they were to testify against him 3 times in 1 day, that would not make it into a muad, according to this opinion. V'tam, what constitutes a tam? How does it become a tam after it's been a muad? How does it revert back to the status of tam? Mishiyachzer bo shlosh yamim. When there are 3 opportunities, it saw 3 opportunities for goring, and it did not engage in its previous behavior over 3 separate days. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir disagrees on both accounts. He says, a muad is she'idu bo shlosha pa'amim. A muad is a situation where it was testified against the owner 3 times. It can even be on the same day, as long as it's 3 times. For tam, what constitutes a tam? Kol shiu atinokos memashashin bo v'eino nogeach. Once it gets to the state, this animal, that children are able to play around with it and it will not gore. The Rambam understands that Rabbi Meir's opinion that children have to be able to play with it is the further criteria, and that is to say, if it had seen 3 days, it had seen other animals and didn't gore, that wouldn't be sufficient. It needs to get to the extent that children would be able to play with it. There is others who argue, as the Rush, that no, that the children is good enough, and certainly as well, if it would be have 3 separate days in which it saw other animals and did not gore, that would also be sufficient.